We've all heard about the proposed user fee increases for the Upper Hunter Shire. What's the situation for the Scone Thoroughbreds and for the Touch?
We were certainly very concerned when, on the first read, the way that the new fees were presented in the council document. Our Scone Touch Football is something like 900 registered players, and based on the usage of the fields as we calculated, we were looking at in the order of nearly $20,000 for our seniors to play and then another $7,000 just for the juniors to play. Now, admittedly, council's come back and told us that they've run the numbers in their way and we should be, in fact, be paying less than what we're paying this year. So it's very difficult for us to get a real gauge on what these new fees are when, if you read them one way, it looks like a horrendous increase, which is just not sustainable, yet council advising that we may, in fact, have a reduction. So it's a difficult position.
Are you using two different brands of calculators or?
Oh, maybe. That might be the problem. I think it's just the way that it's been presented is not clear, and how they're interpreting things like usage of fields is different to how the normal interpretation would be, I think, and that's what's caused the concerns.
So what are you currently paying for the Thoroughbreds and for Touch?
Touch Football, we're in the order of $8,500, I think, are our ground fees, which, as I say, we've got a lot of players, but we use the fields once a week and we're in and out within about 2 hours, so it's not a large impact on the grounds, I don't think. But, you know, we're happy to pay our way, that's fair enough. The football club is in the order of 4.5 to 5, I believe, something like that. It was certainly looking to an increase of, I think it was 7,000 to 8,000, that which is difficult for any clubs to sustain. We've got a lot of costs in running our football club, and finding another $3,000 for council fees is a concern.
Where would you get that money if you had to?
Well, you know, it's the old course, back to fundraisers or try and find more sponsors. Our players, yes, the first grade players get paid, but you know, certainly on the lower scale compared to other clubs in the place. So we're running fairly lean and tight as it is. So that would be a big impact trying to find that additional fees.
So did the Thoroughbreds and also the Touch, did you put in submissions to the council?
Certainly did, yes, raising our concern. As so we've got 900 odd people running around playing Touch, and that's from under sixes or under sevens, and we've got parents playing with kids in a mixed touch football competition. It's fantastic, but if we've got to find $27,000 to pay, that puts that under real doubt that we'd be able to continue playing.
And what sort of impact would that have on Scone and especially the kids?
Well, I think it's a massive impact. I mean, that's you know, wherever we go and we talk about Scone, little old Scone of a town of 5,000 thereabouts, having a touch football competition that's got 900 registered players, people in other towns are just amazed, and we're very proud of it. But we certainly don't, you know, if every player's got to find another $50 or $60 for registration fees every year, that's going to put that under real doubt. We have a family fee, so we try and make it cheaper for them to play. But, you know, the figures that I've worked out are just working on everyone paying the same fee. So if we start to try and factor in a family discount, that's going to have an even greater impact.
So the council have said they will revisit this policy, which I understand takes them back to a way they used to charge many years ago, or the system that they're going to adopt. Would you be happy to pay an increase of some sort?
Look, I think all clubs understand that we're very lucky in the fields that we have, and there's a cost associated with maintaining those fields, and I think we're quite prepared and used to paying our way towards that. If that's, you know, we know, understand all costs are going up, if there's some sort of a reasonable, sustainable increase, I think, you know, it's not going to cause a lot of complaining from the clubs.
And what about how you found out about this increase? Was this something council came to you guys and raised with you, or did you read it in the document, or...?
Heard secondhand, you know, I think that was something that certainly council could have done better by sending out. They've got all the contact details of all the clubs. Only found out about the meeting, which again would have been, you know, relatively public notice, but you don't think about going along and listening to the fees and charges until the word got out that there was potentially big impacts. And so I think they could have done that better and encouraged, I think at that meeting, the public meeting, I believe I was one of the few sporting clubs that were there to have a say at the meeting. So that was something that, yes, definitely could have been improved.
So if what's your final word? What's your message to council about this issue?
Well, I think in the first place, they really should have crunched those numbers in a different way to appreciate the potential impact that it certainly appeared on the surface the clubs were going to have. So, of course, you know, when you get a large number of submissions and the vast majority about fees and charges applying to sporting clubs, something hasn't been done well enough.
And I know I said finally, but finally, how long before you need clarification? Like the council have said, no, it'll actually cost you less, but you need to figure out which method is being used and how they come to that so you can plan ahead for what it is going to cost you.
Well, that's right. Well, I think we factor our fees that we charge our players on the known costs that we've got. So the sooner we've got some certainty on just how they're going to calculate that, the better for everyone.
Dave, thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.